Got It Here continues, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. And we just got done talking about the new event that is coming to Gurnee, Holiday Lights, that's taking place on December 2nd. And what I did not realize is that it's actually taking place in place of something else that usually happens. I welcome Assistant Village Administrator Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Leah. Thank you.
Yes. Now, the holiday train.
Yeah, unfortunately. So every year we have the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train
right.
comes through. Last year, due to COVID, mm-hmm. they didn't do it. So we were holding out hope that it would come again this year.
Not happening.
Unfortunately, it's not happening. It's something to do with the Canadian government and not allowing cross train borders. So
America's Boo. Hat.
I know.
Can't trust America's hat.
Yeah, hopefully this is a safe space to talk a little bit bad about Canada.
So, as much as I do love the holiday train and the kids love the holiday train, you guys are really putting something cool together with the holiday lights to take place of that. And then hopefully next year.
Yep. So next year, the idea is that holiday train comes. We get families that come from Wisconsin,
right.
all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
They come, and then when it's done, the problem is it's all of a sudden done. It's like, well,
it's
what do
like,
we do
well,
now?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, so we can walk over to the Welton Plaza, do a tree lighting,
cool.
have Santa come visit, and really make a big like Christmas festival over our green space. Because that
awesome.
Old Grand Avenue, there's a ton of open space. It used to be our downtown, but it floods now.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to give a good purpose for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, now I can envision, because it has one of the,
it's
thing?
It's like a pergola.
Pergola,
so we have
yes.
We have a full pergola, open space there. So, and it just isn't used enough.
No, it really isn't. All three of my kids went to preschool at Gurnee Community Church. So I would have to pass through there to get into the parking lot, you know. And I was like, man, I would get married there.
Yeah.
Like, it's really that pretty, but... you're finding some usage for it, though, this winter. Now, Jack, what else do you have going on with the village?
Yeah, we got a lot. We're entering our winter season.
Mm-hmm.
We're preparing the snow plows, unfortunately.
I saw one out the other day.
Yeah.
I saw one out with its plow onto the ground, and I was so confused.
They're running test routes.
Okay.
So what they're doing is they're testing. They're looking for things that are going to become issues.
See,
so
we should have called
mailboxes,
Jack.
Anything that they might hit. Trying
yes.
to find out now.
Like if they plow by your house, they're probably going to hit a bunch of garbage.
Wes always says my house looks like
there's a yard sale always going on year round.
Kids are living there. They're making
yeah.
memories. Okay,
you can't control what they're doing.
Cannot control what they leave
she
out.
She sells a happy birthday sign for her son's 8th birthday. He's 14.
In April. True story. Anyhow, Jack, so along with that, though, small business grant is
yeah.
something that you guys are offering to the local businesses here. What does that entail?
Yeah, so it's a new program. We just launched it November 1st.
Okay.
So essentially what we're doing is we're accepting applications for small businesses that have fewer than 20 locations that are making capital investments due to COVID-19.
Okay.
And a great example of that is our restaurant community.
Yes.
So restaurant community, all of a sudden the restrictions hit. They realize they don't have an outdoor patio.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive to build
yes,
a patio.
Yes, very.
So what we're doing is we're offering up to $10,000 of matching funds for them to do those construction
wow.
types. So any type of COVID-19, yeah, that they have to do, we're helping them with
What
it.
About the businesses that already did that before this?
They are eligible back to January 1st of 2020.
Oh, cool.
So we have a couple of businesses in town
yeah.
that have applied that have already done nice patios and they're seeking reimbursement. We have 12 applications so far.
I was just going to say,
cool.
yeah, so if you know a business owner that, you know, might have heard about this and thought, oh, I'm not going to qualify because we did it, you know, last year,
yep.
that is not in fact the case. They are.
Your patio is not qualified,
Leah. Oh, man,
yeah.
but it's a party.
I guess you have fewer than 20 locations. So
I have fewer than 20 locations. I have fewer than... No?
It's still your backyard.
Oh, okay. Then how do people get more information about that?
Yeah, so we do have more information on our website. So it's right on the homepage of gurnee.isle.us. They can look up, see the information, see eligibility too, because not all businesses are eligible.
Yeah.
They do have to be kind of a sales tax
okay.
business. So like, an office space might not qualify.
Gotcha. So the businesses and bars, it sounds like.
Restaurants, bars,
yeah.
Kind of a wide range.
Okay.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, thank you so much for coming in and talking about that. Now, I'm sorry because this is your first time here in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I prepared you for this or not.
I'm ready.
You're always ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd hope so as the assistant village administrator that you would know your gurney go-to?
I got my gurney go-tos. Am I able to do three rapid ones?
Okay, your three rapid ones.
Leah does, so, if we do one of anything, Leah always does three.
All right, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So we have 1,000 businesses in Gurney. How do I narrow it down just to three? So the first one, we were talking about it earlier, Riverside Cafe.
Most mentioned
thing.
I am a coffee addict. Yeah. And so that now that we have a local coffee shop, it's amazing.
So good. The food
it's
is
so
incredible.
Good. Food's great. I love them.
Susie's on the way there, and I'm trying to get her to take me with.
Is that Paula?
Yeah, Paula.
Yes, Paula.
Yeah, Paula and her family. Great group.
A business that opened up during a pandemic and thrived.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, that's awesome.
They're a perfect applicant for our grant.
Right.
So, Paula, if you're listening.
Yeah.
The second one, and this is entering the holiday season, Shipping Point.
Yes.
If you don't know the Shipping Point, you should.
Yeah.
So it sounds, you're just like, okay, it's a shipping business.
Mm-mm.
You walk in there with like a pile of stuff.
Oh,
you have no
I've
clue
it.
How to ship it.
I've done it.
They help you box it. They enter everything in and then they find all the pricing. So like it maybe the post office isn't the cheapest. So if you go and you're like, hey, I'm shipping cookies to grandma. It's $60 to do through the post office. They might
what
say it's $20
do?
Bucks.
Yeah.
And they can compare. So that is awesome. And the third one is one that I'm just addicted to recently is Teriyaki Madness, a new one.
I haven't gone there
by
yet.
By Penn Station. It's the spicy. It's just so good. I find myself going there like every week.
I've
I'm
looked at the menu several times, and they've actually been in before, but I don't think they were open yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at the menu several times, but I don't even know what to...
It's so good. So they do like kind of like an orange chicken,
yeah.
but you can get the mad spicy orange chicken. So it's like hot. It's got some heat. And it's really good quality, too. Where a lot of times you kind of expect like that fast food type, but it's not. It's high quality, and you can get it with veggies, so you can do it like low carb if you want to. You can eat healthy.
You don't work there?
I don't work there. Yeah. Basically, I'm there like once a week and trying to talk myself out of not going every day.
Right.
So
that's awesome. Jack, thank you so much for coming in. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.